This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot to get to, but this one headline caught my eye. Apparently, brain surgeons have performed a procedure on the wrong patient. They say doctors in Nairobi have been suspended for performing brain surgery after they mixed up two patients. A case of mistaken identification tags caused this mix-up. One needed surgery for a blood clot on the brain. The other, just nursing and non-invasive treatment for swelling after head trauma. I don't know if that was a typo in the article. They said it wasn't until hours into the surgeries that the doctors discovered that there was no blood clot. According to a report from the BBC News Service, I know this scares me. Usually this happens in another country, but I'd be lying to say stuff like this doesn't happen here in the States. So hospital CEO Lily Coro said the hospital deeply regrets this event and has done all it can to ensure the safety and well-being of the patient in question. We are happy to inform the public that the patient is in recovery and progressing well. Both the person operated on and the blood clot patient are in both condition, thank heavens. They say apparently this is the first time this mishap has occurred in the country. The neurosurgeon, the anesthetist, and the two nurses involved have been suspended. I'm not sure if anybody's going to get fired, but somebody's getting suspended. And they say this mix-up is reflective of a bigger problem, according to the country's doctor union. Auma Oluga, Chief Executive Officer of the Kenya Medical Practitioners, Pharmacists, and Dentists Union. Why don't we have a union? We, doctors and medical providers, we don't unionize. I don't understand why we don't. But anyway, I know we'll get more breaks. Told Reuters the mistake was, quote, indicative of an overwhelmed system and staff, which we've been talking about a lot. According to Oluga, these are, I hope I'm pronouncing that name right, these are quality system issues that should not be leveled at staff. A shortage of medical staff and inadequate theater space make errors more likely. In Africa, in Europe, they call operating rooms theaters. They always make things fancier than us. We're very common-sounding, we Americans. You know, the British especially, the British make everything sound great. So let's say I need a hysterectomy, okay? And you all know, I mean, with my gyne issues, that hysterectomy would probably be a very multiple-hour relay type of procedure. So let's say in America, I'm in Nevada, which I am, so the doctors and me would be talking like this. Man, you got to get my ovaries out. Well, let's just take them out. Let's just hop you on the table. We'll do the hysterectomy and, you know, cut it out and you'll be good. That's not how they talk in Europe. It'd be, hey, Miss Wax, it's doctor. It's Miss Wax to us. And I saw your grades in medical school. You are not worthy of being called a doctor. Well, I beg to differ, but yes. We are now going to take you to the theater to remove the ovarian tissue and your uterus and any matrix maternal organs that you may have. Wait a second, what are you talking about? You kind of lost me when you said ovarian tissue. I don't need a tissue. I blew my nose today. We are talking about the tissue surrounding the reproductive organs. Are you trying to say you're going to do a hysterectomy? You're going to neuter me? Spade would be more like it. Fine. Spade, neuter me. I don't care. Fine by me. Let's get you into the theater. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I have British family. I don't mean to make fun of the British. That could have been any accent, honestly. I so don't blame me. I'm just jealous of the British. I make fun of them because they're British. I'm sorry. You guys really messed up my neighborhood with the roundabouts. Can you please infuse, your culture on another street, because nobody in my neighborhood knows how to drive around a roundabout. But anyway, so the theater is where we have a surgery. Now, this is a bigger problem, not just in Kenya or in Europe or in America. This is globally where we have more people using medical resources. Okay? When I was in training, you really didn't see as many men. Men didn't just go to the doctor as often as they needed to. Until Viagra, that really pushed a lot of men into the medical offices because their wives were originally coming in saying, well, my husband would like some Viagra. I'm like, well, then he's got to come in. Well, he wants me to get the prescription and bring it home. Oh, hell no. You bring him in. She's like, good girl. I'm like, yeah, bring him in. She's like, I'll tell him. So then he came in reluctantly going, now, why am I here? You could have given the prescription to my wife. And I go, no, because if you're having erectile dysfunction and blood flow issues to your penis, there's a good chance you're having blood flow issues to your heart or to your brain. So I'm going to do a physical on you. And I can't tell you how many people we found occult heart disease and cardiovascular disease, arteriosclerosis, and other issues. And so men with, and I really credit Viagra, found going to the doctor to not be as bad. And a lot more men will go. They'll come in for a physical. They'll get their cholesterol checked. And we see a lot more people going to the doctor. Women were more likely to go to the doctor because we always had to go in for pap smears and girly stuff. So we were there so we could get other things looked at as well. But for men, they didn't need pap smears, so they weren't going. But Viagra brought them in. So we have progressed to the point now where things get found, more things get screened for, more things get found, more surgeries. And, people don't want to die at home. Yeah, if they notice rectal bleeding, they're going to go and get that taken care of, more likely than going, I'll just let it eat me up and not address it. So the head-in-the-sand attitude of medicine isn't there anymore. And all of a sudden, in the last 20, 25 years, there's been a huge influx of patients using medical services, and we don't have the staff. Meanwhile, we have issues with socialized medicine and medical costs, doctors feeling overworked, lawsuits underappreciated. Who wants to be a medical doctor? Who wants to go through the cost, the time, the pain, and the liability? So we have staff leaving in droves, and we have people coming to the doctor in droves. No wonder. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346 fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. California, a lot of activity with the Oscars this weekend. I'm probably not watching them, but it's supposed to be a big deal. Until I get nominated for one, I don't really see the need for me to be interested in the topic. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I love our next guest. And the reason why is, a couple months ago, when we were trying to figure out what to do with New Year's resolutions, right? Okay, oh, I know, I hate New Year's resolutions. How many of you guys, okay, I'm guessing it's under the 0.001%, but how many of you guys are still sticking to your New Year's resolutions, right? Mine was to shave my legs on a regular basis, okay? Right? To eat healthy, to eat more fiber. None of that has happened. None of that has happened. So, I'm on YouTube, and under Meek's things, you guys got to subscribe to this. All right? He had his New Year's resolution vlog, and it was hilarious. So, joining us is David Meeks of Meek's Things. David, thanks for joining us. I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning. Yeah, how are you?
I am doing good. Okay, so why did you start this YouTube channel? Because you're hilarious.
Oh, well, please. you know, I figured if I was making something on YouTube, I would have something to show for all the free time I waste.
True that. So here's the thing. So, okay, your New Year's resolutions was, according to your video, you were going to, like, try and lose weight or eat healthy. And how's that working for you, by the way?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. the way I'm talking to myself about it is that it's kind of like a game of golf, right? If you're golfing, mm-hmm. you've got a score of -5, and you're in first place. So I have lost, I think, -5 pounds, which is terrific. I'm in the lead. I'm killing it this year. So.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, what's your opinion on that? I mean, should we just stop doing New Year's resolutions? I think that's stupid. Nobody sticks to them, and then we get depressed. No?
Never, never. Absolutely. It's important to have something to work for, even if you fail. At least you're trying.
Maybe I should make a New Year's resolution that I'll fail. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. So while I was not following my New Year's resolution of eating healthier, I got a Chick-fil-A. And so then that caught my eye because you apparently know how to get free food at Chick-fil-A. Now, I was baffled by all the different ways we could do this. Okay. Tell our listeners how to get free food at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, it's not hard at all. I'm not an employee of Chick-fil-A. I've just been baffled by their customer service from every time I go in there. And it seems like they will do anything to make sure that you come back and keep ordering large cookies and cream milkshakes from them for the rest of your life. And oftentimes that includes handing out little coupons to give you free food and stuff. So it's not hard. It's not hard to get free food at Chick-fil-A.
I had no idea. Okay, I've been paid full price. They are nice. And they stand outside. There's a new one where I live. Well, not where I live, but where I work. I work like in, I live in Nevada, and I work in the southeast side of town. And so there's a Chick-fil-A, and people like are standing outside in the cold giving me my ranch dressing. Although, here's my problem with Chick-fil-A. Why are there pickles on the sandwich?
You know, I don't know. But it's a magical thing. I don't like pickles, but I'll eat them on my Chick-fil-A sandwich.
No, but that's a trick. That's a trick, David. What you do is you say, there's pickles on my sandwich. I didn't ask for pickles on my sandwich. Free Chick-fil-A.
Boom, free sandwich. Yeah, just like that.
Boom, free sandwich. By the way, for those of you joining us, we're talking to David Meeks of Meeks Things. You got to check out his YouTube channel. He's not a fan of 50 Shades, and I'm in that same club. The 50 Shades of Grey, I don't know if you guys have seen the movies. I'd say don't. It's really a waste of time, especially for people that like that kind of stuff. I think there's better sort of lovey-dovey soft porn out there. Not that that's what I like more storylines, if you ask me. But I guess their third movie is out. I don't understand how they were that successful to make a third sequel. I could barely get through the first movie.
I'm reminded all the time at work that people have differing opinions, and that annoys the heck out of me. I wish everyone just had the exact same opinion as I did. And then we wouldn't have movies like 50 Shades of Grey and their sequels, and we want to get a Transformers sequel every year and a Fast and the Furious sequel every year. We'd get sequels to good movies.
Yes! Amen to that. Amen to that. Okay, so you got to help us through the Oscars because I haven't seen 99% of these movies. So we got the Oscar list, the nominated list, or I guess it's supposed to be this Sunday. And amid all the politics and all the, you know, administration that jokes that they're going to make, they will call out who's going to be best picture, lead actor, lead actress, whatever. So, okay, tell me if you've seen any of these movies. Have you seen Call Me by Your Name?
I have not.
I don't even know why that would attract any. Maybe it's a good movie, but Call Me by Your Name. Give me a title where I could guess. I mean, I'm thinking that movie's about a teacher calling on somebody and mispronouncing the name. I don't know. I really don't know what that's about. So I guess it's a teacher movie. Darkest Hour. Now, that doesn't sound like a feel-good movie to me.
Darkest Hour, I actually enjoyed Darkest Hour far more than it had any right to be enjoyed. The plot of Darkest Hour is as simple as an old dude makes a decision. That's it. That's the entire plot of the movie. But it's done so well. It was fascinating. I was so enticed by the performance of Gary Oldman in that movie the entire time. It was
he plays Winston Churchill.
It had any right to be. That's right.
That's where he plays Winston Churchill. Oh, I want to see that one. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. So that has to do probably with World War II.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, another movie that was nominated for Best Picture, Dunkirk,
takes place
around the exact same events as what's being discussed in Darkest Hour. So if you see Darkest Hour before you see Dunkirk, it's kind of like watching two movies that go together, a prequel and a sequel.
I saw Dunkirk. I thought it was really, really good. But what I liked about Dunkirk is I dated a guy named Kirk, and then I was, like, just done with him. So I just felt good about that decision I made. Now, there's another movie up for an Oscar called Get Out. I'm sorry. Get Out. Did you see that movie, Get Out?
Yes, that came out nearly a year ago, over a year ago now, February of last year. That's a scary movie. And I don't do scary movies at all. I watch scary movies in the fetal position with my fingers over my eyes and my fingers over my ears. My wife's tugging at my arm because she wants to hold my hand because she's sweet. But I don't budge. I stay in my fetal position the whole time. But that movie, I loved the heck out of that movie. And to say that about a scary movie is a pretty big deal for me. So,
Okay,
I recommend that you do.
Okay, but again, I mean, I'm no movie producer, but I would not make a title saying Get Out because I would want people to stay in the movie theater. That kind of shocks me. We're talking about even Meeks. Meeks things.
That's a good point.
All right, so we got Lady Bird. That to me sounds like a chick flick. Wouldn't interest me in the least. What's Lady Bird about?
Lady Bird is sort of a coming-of-age story about a girl. I believe she's a senior in high school. It's a grass is always greener type of story.
Yeah. Again, it's not my type. Oh, so
not
the grass is always greener.
In that one, no.
Not a lot of action. Okay, Phantom Thread. Phantom Thread. Does that have to do with Phantom of the Opera? I like that.
Yeah, it's zero to do with Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out what this movie's about. I went and saw it a couple weeks ago. Man, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's just like this whackety-whack relationship between this dress designer and this waitress at a bar or at a restaurant, I guess. And, oh, man, this is weird. It's unique, but very dreamlike movie. I enjoyed it despite its weirdness.
Then they have the Shape of Water. I mean, with my science background, I would be intrigued to know what exactly is the Shape of Water. Usually it's, you know, at the bottom of my shower. I really don't know what shape it takes. So did you see The Shape of Water?
I did see The Shape of Water. Turns out The Shape of Water is a lady falling in love with a fish man.
Another.
Creepy on the surface, but is visually impressive. It feels like a fairy tale with the music and the visuals.
David, you know what I've come to deduce is you just have too much time on your hands to watch all these movies, honestly.
It's true. It's true.
So tell us how people can find your YouTube channel.
You can find my YouTube channel by searching Meeks Things. That's M-E-E-K-S space Things. And then my channel should pop up. We've only got 4 videos out now, but by this afternoon, we'll have a video outlining everything you need to know about the Oscars with a friend of mine, so you can look forward to that.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait to have you back for more commentary. Thank you, David, for joining us. All right, guys, when we come back, diabetes. There's 5 types. 5 types of diabetes now? Lord have mercy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being told that diabetes is actually five separate diseases, according to research. Now, I think I believe them. I really do. Because I think when somebody has diabetes, they may not have it for the same reasons as somebody else does. So we're going to break this down. According to BBC, diabetes, or how some look at it as uncontrolled blood sugar levels, where your body doesn't shunt the sugar. Got to be careful saying the word shunt, because some people mix up their vowels. Shunt sugar from the bloodstream to the cells. They usually have split into like a type 1 and type 2 category, which we'll talk about in a sec. But researchers in Sweden and Finland think the more complicated picture they have uncovered will usher in an era personalized medicine for diabetes. Amen to that, because I'm tired of treating everybody the same when, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. That's why some people, their diabetes is so recalcitrant and others aren't. So that's just my opinion, but I'll wait to give my opinion. Experts say the study was a herald of the future of diabetes care, but changes to treatment would not be immediate. Now, as we know, diabetes affects 1 in 11 adults worldwide, and they believe that one-third of U.S. adults are pre-diabetic. Now, diabetes will increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, blindness, kidney failure, and limb amputation. You get an ulcer, a diabetic foot ulcer that doesn't heal. That infection that sets in can easily spread to the bone of your foot, your leg, and then we have to amputate. Type 1 diabetes is a disease where it kind of is a disease of the immune system. It affects about 10% of the population of diabetics, okay? It's not as common. And what ends up happening is type 1 diabetes affects your body's ability to produce insulin, the beta cells of the pancreas. And we've talked about this, and I'll remind you again. Whereas diabetes 2, we usually see later in life, not as a child. And it many times has to do with body fat, poor lifestyle, etc., which I've kind of disagreed with. I think there could be a lot of other issues with diabetes. So just to quickly recap, all right, and I know I've said this many times, but we have some new listeners to the show. Welcome, and be nice to the new listeners, okay? My veteran listeners, you have got to be nice to the new listeners. You guys are kind of mean. You're a little territorial. We can let some new listeners squeeze their tushies in to listen to. All right, come on. Be nice. So how I look at diabetes, I was taught by a nurse. I went to a diabetic education course in medical school. They made us do it, and that was probably one of the best things I ever did, because these nurses would teach people with diabetes about their disease, and they made it so much more clear than my professors in medical school, where the mouth is like a waiting room of a medical office. Right? And so food comes into the mouth, or food comes into the waiting room. Then the hallway is like the bloodstream. So as you digest your food and break it down, you get sugar in the bloodstream or the hallway. Now, the body needs to get the sugar out of the hallway into the rooms or into the cells. To do this, you have a pancreas. And the pancreas that sits near your small intestine and your stomach will shoot out a hormone called insulin. And insulin is like the key to the door to get the sugar from the hallway into the room. It's the key to the door. So in type 1 diabetics, they may not make enough insulin because they've had some damage to the insulin-producing cells, the beta cells. So the sugar never gets into the cell. The cell never gets fed. And these children get really skinny. And they get very sick. And they could die if we don't give them insulin. Can't take insulin in pill form. It won't survive the stomach. So we have to shoot insulin into the kids, and it's an injection. So type 1 diabetics, even though we have some adults with type 1 diabetes, you usually see them fairly skinny. And they will do well as long as they're getting insulin, but they need insulin for life. Your type 2 diabetics, many of them made it past childhood. They made it into adulthood, but something's wrong. Either A, now they're not producing as much insulin, or B, the insulin they're producing doesn't work that well. They have less insulin sensitivity. Maybe the insulin just, you know, yeah, they may have the hormone, but the hormone's not doing its job. Three, they have enough insulin, but there's something pushing against the door, not allowing the sugar to enter from the hallway into the room or the bloodstream into the cell. That's called insulin resistance. And if sugar can't get into the cells, diabetics will start losing weight. The sugar will start to, because it's very sticky, you know, stick to blood vessels and not allow other healthy cells that need to get to where they need to go do what they need to do. Kidneys have to work overtime to try to dump the sugar. And in nature, we want to be more isotonic. We don't want to be hyperosmolar or too salty or too sugary. And so your body's going to want to draw on fluid. And so you get thirsty. And as your kidneys keep trying to pee out the sugar, you lose more fluid, so you get more thirsty. Don't be drinking lemonade. You're going to have to drink water. So kidneys have to work overtime. You start to get arteriosclerosis. Your nerves don't do that well because the blood supplying the nerves are sugary. little blood vessels in the eye burst because they could only take in so much fluid. And so you then have a risk of eye disease and blindness, diabetic retinopathy, and fungus and bacteria, they love the taste of sugar. So they'll infect diabetics more. Diabetics may get more yeast infections, may get more infections, may take longer to cure their infection. So this study here, led by Lund University Diabetes Center, and the results published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology, think that these patients could actually be separated into five different clusters. Rather than just saying type 1 or type 2, five different clusters. So cluster 1 would be the severe autoimmune diabetes, basically kind of like type 1, where you're young, you appear healthy, but you have some immune disease that knocked out your beta cells in your pancreas, so you can't make insulin. Okay, so cluster 1 is like type 1. Cluster 2 are severe insulin deficient diabetes patients that looked initially like cluster 1 when they were young, had a healthy weight, couldn't make insulin, but it wasn't the immune system that did that. Maybe it was a virus. Maybe it was something else. Cluster 3, a severe insulin-resistant diabetes, where patients are generally overweight, they make insulin, but their body just doesn't respond to it, hence the insulin resistance. Cluster 4 is where you're mildly obese, and people maybe were overweight, and they may not be as severe as cluster 3, maybe more metabolically normal. And then cluster 5 they have is mild age-related diabetes patients developed symptoms when they were older than the other groups, and their disease tended to be milder. So some of you will say, well, what the heck is the difference? You got to treat diabetes the same. No, not always. Some diabetes medications will stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin. Other diabetes medications will increase the sensitivity of the insulin. Exercise, by the way, increases the sensitivity of insulin as well. Other diabetes medications decreases the resistance that you have to insulin or and help make this insulin work better. And then you sometimes give insulin. So there's a variety of different diabetes medications. And so if we classify it better, and we figure out where you fall and what cluster you are, then we can maybe treat you correctly the first time. What we've been doing all these years is we see you when you're really, really bad, up in the 300-400s with your sugar. And remember, normal fasting blood sugar is under 100. So you come into the ER, you're 300-400, I start you on insulin. And I tell you to go follow up with your doctor to manage your diabetes. Then they have to take you off the insulin and start you on a pill if they think you were type 2, or keep you on the insulin if they think you're not making enough insulin. And so why don't we get it right the first time out? Now, of course, less sugar coming down the pike helps, which is why diet is essential. Diet is very essential. All right, exercising more, eating a balanced diet, drinking plenty of fluids, water especially, help. And so there's a lot of different things we could do, but this diabetes is not a very simple disease. So the complexity illustrating it has to be clustered into five different types is not as much of a cluster as I thought it would be. 1-877-DR-DELLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we've been following the breaking news of two dead in a shooting at Central Michigan University. The shooter, at this time of the broadcast, remains at large. For some of you that listen to the show delayed, hopefully they have caught him by then. But the two people that we are being told who have died are not students, but possibly his parents. Now, being reported by CBS Detroit, two people are dead following a shooting at a residence hall or a dorm at Central Michigan University. I believe this is the last day before they go on spring break, so there's a lot of parents at the dorm picking up their kids. The shooter remains at large. It happened earlier today near the fourth floor of Campbell Hall. Students are asked to stay clear of that area and to shelter in place. Speaking to reporters at noon, police said this remains, quote, an active situation. As the suspect remains at large, officials advise all in the area to remain inside, and if you see anything suspicious, call 911. Central Michigan University police have confirmed that two people were fatally shot inside the dorm, adding that the deceased were not students, and they believe this stemmed from a, quote, domestic situation. This is going to a law enforcement official speaking to WWJ News Radio 950. And he said that the victims were the shooter's parents. Now, the suspect is identified as a student of the university, James Eric Davis, a 19-year-old black male, approximately 5'9" and 135 pounds. They say he is considered armed and dangerous, and they have posted pictures of him for people to be on the lookout. Davis was reportedly wearing mustard-colored jeans, a dark blue hoodie, but may have taken the hoodie off, and he was last seen on foot near some railroad tracks north of Campbell Hall, where some discarded articles of clothing were found. So CMU Police Lieutenant Larry Klaus told reporters they did have contact with Davis on Thursday. They said at some point during the evening he was transported to McLaren Central Hospital for what the officers believed may be a drug-related type of incident or an overdose or a bad reaction to drugs. Then the boy was released by hospital staff, returned to campus. The shooting then took place the next morning. Now, we do not know what type of weapon it is. We also don't know what the current gun laws are in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. It's a Mount Pleasant school, and currently all Mount Pleasant schools, city buildings, and nearby McLaren Central Michigan Hospital remain on lockdown. Mount Pleasant police are asking students and parents to not come to school at this time, and anybody seeking to pick up students from CMU should go to the Comfort Inn on Mission Street to meet with officials who will have the latest information. I'm sure people are freaked out. So, apparently, lockdowns happened in classrooms and campus cafeterias, and a senior at CMU spoke with WWJ while he was on lockdown. He goes, I think it's a little scary, you know, especially with what just happened in Florida and stuff like that. Quote, he writes, now we're here on college campus, and I don't know what the reason was. They haven't caught him yet, so he could be anywhere. Sophomore Gina O'Neill said she is scared and is continually texting her family. She believed at one point the suspect was across the street from her, and then she heard helicopters overhead. She said it's nerve-wracking because a lot of my friends are on campus right now, and a lot of my friends also live in the dorms and are in the library right now. We've just kind of been all texting and calling each other. So they Campbell Hall is basically a student dorm. It's part of a four-dorm complex at the university, and the university has about 23,000 students. They say today is the day of the last day of class before the university goes on spring break. Boy, their spring break is early. Our spring break doesn't happen for another few weeks. Police say there are no metal detectors in the dorms, and the campus is a gun-free zone. Governor Rick Snyder said in a tweet that his office remains in contact with police as they work to determine what happened. He thanked first responders for their quick action. State police in Metro Detroit tell WWJ they have sent aviation, canine units, and emergency support teams to the campus. Now, this is just heartbreaking. I mean, every week now we're hearing something, right? And whether it's related to gun violence or stabbing or running somebody over, there are people out there that have no qualms about killing others. Now, he killed his parents. Adam Lanza killed his mom before he shot up a school. You know, people may say, okay, well, it was a domestic thing. He shot his parents, so he's not going to shoot, you know, other people. This was more of a directed motive. Well, not entirely, because Adam Lanza, before he shot up Sandy Hook Elementary, killed his mom. Now, maybe he killed his mom because his mom found out what he wanted to do when she tried to stop him. I don't know. But an act of domestic violence can very easily precede an act of terrorism. And so it's a scary time. And, I think we're all dumbfounded. You know, I don't know if this was a handgun. It doesn't sound like a semi-automatic weapon. But if it was a handgun and the campus is a gun-free zone, I'm not too sure about the city and the surrounding city. All right, people are going to get their hands on weapons. And I think our approach to this has to be a little bit different than what the narrative is being presented by the mainstream media. All right? We need to kind of act like the Israelis do, where they are always expecting something and always on guard. You know, they have Kevlar-lined backpacks. We should be giving our kids those. We should be having bulletproof-type furniture in the classrooms. We should have abilities to sound alarms, to lock down. Do we even teach our kids self-defense or any sort of martial arts on a regular basis? No. In Israel, everybody gets training because they have to join the army. They get trained on how to use weapons, trained on how to do martial arts. You know, my father was in the Israeli military. Back then in the 60s, they learned judo. Now it would probably be Krav Maga or Taekwondo or something. And so, and I'm not saying that's going to stop an active shooter. But the average American citizen can't defend themselves. I mean, we used to learn how to fight. We used to learn how to wrestle. My father made sure I learned self-defense. Do we do that on a routine basis? I feel guilty, too, because I enrolled my kids in Taekwondo. And they learned blocking, and they learned some things. And they're actually, they got to some higher levels of belts, but then they lost interest. So I didn't push it. I let them do other sports. Okay? We've taught them, you know, how to use a gun, how to clean a gun, how to properly store a gun. I want to make sure my kids are gun educated. So if they're around one, they don't do something stupid. You know, but, do we teach them safety? Do we teach our kids basic CPR, first aid? No. So I'm not saying I want our high school and college students to know how to, you know, Krav Maga a shooter. But one of our biggest problems is we are really unprepared. And we are so vulnerable, and we are weak. The average woman's upper body strength is not that good unless she physically goes to the gym and makes an active effort. Okay, that's not very cool. And so, in this particular case, I mean, do we have a lot of drills? Do the average dorm and average campus, you know, run drills? Well, now we are. We used to not. Yeah, when we were talking about the nuclear threat, like the ballistic missile that came, hit Hawaii as an error, people were scrambling around. They turned off their porn. That was very interesting. That study came out where porn went down during those 38 minutes and then it went right back up. People came back and they went right back to porn. Not sure why, but I mean, people were throwing their kids in the sewer. Nobody knows what to do. There's no preparation. Yet in Israel, it's different. I mean, everybody is very well trained. They the bomb sirens, and again, I'm not, you know, putting that country up on a pedestal by any means, but the idea of we're going to train our citizens and be prepared is a narrative and it should be a goal that we have here in the States. 1-877 Doc Sally, we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.